Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox. Jesus, I'm afraid because I believe that I'm a special case.
You
Talking about feelings. I got all of them. Anger, hunger, sleepiness, all those feelings. Those are feelings, right? So the thing about this problem here, and Hallie is absolutely correct in launching pad, it's something everybody deals with, I know I do, is not really a church problem. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to give you the perfect Bible passage that's going to explain to you how to deal with your emotions. Some people will try. So I have a feeling there are some Christians who just have the Bible laid out on their wall, and they get up in the morning and throw a dart, and that's just the verse for everything that day. My dog got run over. Well, it says in Ezekiel that the birth... Ezekiel, my dog... I'm bleeding. Well, as the book of Daniel tells us, no, hospital, bleeding. Let's do an actual thing. All our problems are spiritual problems in a sense because we're spiritual beings, right? But we're also emotional beings. We're also physical beings. And those problems have to be addressed on those levels. If I am hungry, do not quote me verses about manna from on high. Give me something to eat. And then we can deal with the other stuff, right? But we want to spiritualize these problems sometimes because it makes it seem, I don't know, it makes it seem deeper, more mysterious, you know, to have the Bible passage. I just pray about it. That's excellent advice. You got to give me a little something more than that because I tried praying about my emotions. As I said earlier, I tried, Lord, if you could just leave me with like happiness and joy and contentment and we could knock out all the other ones, that'd be great. He did not bite. We did not do that. So instead of the question, I agree with this way. So I have done that. I try to ignore my emotions. If you just ignore it, it will go away. It's roughly the same as a stranger being in your house and your theory being, if I just ignore him, he'll take what he wants and leave. It'll be fine. The emotions happen to you. As Hallie said in the launching pad, not good or bad. You can't judge your emotions. You don't choose them. They come on. And now you have to deal with them. So ignoring them only leads to blowing up. There's an actual theory called the kick the dog chain. Here's how kick the dog chains work. Boss yells at the dad. And dad comes home and yells at mom. And mom yells at the big sister. And the big sister yells at the little brother. And the brother kicks the dog. We've all just got this one-way chain of emotion. This is what we're doing. This is how we're just going to deal with this. He's going to yell at me, and I'm just going to hold that in until I yell at her, and then on down to the dog. It's not really the way to go. What we're looking for is this idea of proportion, right? If you ignore your emotions, you're going to blow up. If every time you had a feeling, you let that determine your day, you would do nothing all day but have feelings. Sometimes people don't care what your feelings are. You cannot tell the boss, I would love to sweep the floor, but I have feelings first. I would like you to pay me for the time I'm spending on the feelings, and then maybe floors later. You got to look at, the emotions are not the end of a process. They're the beginning of a process. As Hallie laid out very well in the launching pad. Here's a term I want to drop for you right here. You probably heard this. Emotional investment. Have you heard that? Everybody, be emotionally invested in something. Talk about, you know, a story, or you hear, you know, if a sports team's having a real good year, they'll talk about, you know, the whole Chicago's all emotionally invested in them. So think about that way you think about a financial investment, right? Somebody comes to you and says, anybody have that friend who's just got million-dollar ideas left and right, like it's no big deal? What we're going to do is it's going to be the internet and chicken, and there's $1 million, and I haven't quite figured out that middle part, but if we can just get a building and some internet, and then we'll buy some chicken, and I'm pretty sure it's all just going to come together. I'm not giving that guy my money. You know, there's people down the loop, they're called a venture capitalist. That's all they do all day. They have a big office, and people come up to them and say, I got this idea. Give me the money to do it. And they sit there and decide, okay, that's a good idea. I don't see that. I'll give you a little bit of money for this, I'll give you a lot of money for that. That's the way we should treat our emotions. You are the gatekeeper on your emotions. And some of them have a good point. That's definitely one thing we want to point out tonight. Can you bring that verse up, Tasha?
Thank you. This is from the book of James. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I want you to look at that last part, because this is one of those verses, one of those concepts that church people love to just put a little curveball on and say, you should never be angry if you have Jesus. It does not say that. You should be slow to become angry. You should not jump to anger. But anger is a valid emotion. There are things in this world worth being angry about.
Yes, there is.
But not everything that I am angry about is worth being angry about. Let's go back to, let's say you got a job and the boss comes in every morning and punches you in the chest. That is fine to be angry about. You should be angry. You should seek supervisor. You should sue someone. That's not good. Let's say the boss comes in every day and tells you to sweep the floor. You probably don't like that. That probably gets old day 16. But is that really worth being angry about? Is that worth getting fired over? But some, our brain doesn't always know. It comes to you in that full wave. Just, we're doing angry now. Let's be angry. You go, well, no, I don't think we're going to fully do that. Think about the things people get caught up in that don't mean anything. Anybody know someone who, if their sports team loses, that's their whole weekend? Their team loses a Saturday day game, you can't get them out of the house. Just stomping around, mad, wife doesn't want to be around. Dude, you're not on the payroll. People, and opposite extremes the same way. Their team wins, they're marching around, chest all out. You didn't suit up. We did it. I'm sorry, were you in the dugout and I missed it? Did you get an at bat that I didn't see? And it's fine to be invested. We try not to do too many sports analogies at the bridge because we don't want to split the room. Ladies, reality television. Many of us have tried to have conversations with otherwise smart and rational women, but they're very sad because there was sewing and dating and cooking, and that may not all be one show. There's maybe different shows that I smushed together. But you don't understand, he was so sad when the, I get it, but you don't know that person. You have the emotions as if this had happened to you. And there are things that happen to you. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Emotions just come on. It's a starting point. So what is that process? How do I decide this is an emotion worth following, this is an emotion worth coming down? Well, there's a couple little criteria I want to give you. First of all, that we just covered, does it have anything to actually do with you? There are people who go around all day, every day, just getting mad on other people's behalves. I know the brothers in this room, I know there's someone trying to get in your ear going, he can't be treating you like that. Why? If somebody was talking to me like that, I wouldn't put up with it. I mean, hey, maybe you like being a punk. I don't know. I'm not here to judge you, but is that dude getting hauled off if you haul off and box with that guy? Nope. He's just trying to plant that emotion. Does this actually have anything to do with me? And is there anything I can do about it? If you're feeling sad about something, sadness is an emotion we have a hard time with. That was probably my fault in some way. I have many feelings about it, but I will press on with the end of the sermon. So sadness is an emotion we have a hard time with as Christians. In the same way, you know, some people say, don't be angry. People just say, oh, I just rejoice in the Lord. The Bible doesn't say that. It says, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Let's say you've lost a family member. Sometimes you're going to have to take some time to be sad. And be in a room full of sad people and wear black and be sad. Because you know that on the other side of that is something. Is moving on, right? Now, on the other hand, with some of the anger, you driving to Lovie Smith's house and punching him in the mouth because he called a blitz on 4th and 7 and that was stupid, is not going to move your life forward. Emotions have a place in our lives. They have an important place in our lives. As Hallie pointed out, again during the launching pad, life without emotion, without passion, without joy is not worth living. But that role is as an input. The problem is when you let emotion start driving the bus. That's where we're in trouble. Here's the thing, brothers and sisters. I'm going to leave you with this last thing. You are in charge of your emotions. Your emotions are not in charge of you. Amen?